Philadelphia's Eastern State Penitentiary, famous for its guest Al Capone, now only takes in tourists. Tom, however, wasn't at all sure he wanted to go to prison, not even as a radio star.
Shall we go in?
I guess.
So, this, I'm going to take you in here just to take a look at
what the cells would look like.
Why are you locking us in?
Oh, just to make it more real.
We are standing in a vast two-story cell block with pale light streaming in through crumbled windows. It has the feel of a place just abandoned, and it's pretty creepy. Tom looks like a deer caught in the headlights.
Cell block 4 to 7 were 2 stories high. The people on the second floor, of course, didn't have an exercise yard. Tough luck.
Better view, though.
Right.
Phew. Nice to be out.
Yes, isn't it?
This was the diamond. The baseball field. So they had baseball teams, football teams, and Al Capone actually donated uniforms to the teams, and they had boxing matches, and he would referee them. Babe Ruth came by on a tour and played some baseball in here. Fly balls went out, and people outside said it was really, you got a good reputation if you had the arm to throw it back in.
Sounds like fun.
Or so people outside thought when they heard loud cheering and said, gee, man, these people have just far too much fun out in there.
Still saying that about prisons.
This was death row, which means people were awaiting execution. They did not die here. There was only one death chamber, which is up at Rockview near State College.
Oh, this is Al Capone's cell.
Al Capone's cell, not on death row, but in an exclusive area of the prison called Park Avenue, is complete with Victrola and cigars. Looks like a cozy hotel room, with bars. In another area of the prison are cells with the former occupant's picture, posted right outside the door.
Did you see over here there's a cell of a dog? He was a very bad dog.
Here's a bulletin board where you, yes you, can post a confession of the crimes you've committed.
Here's one that says, I'm considering ordering 12 CDs for 1 cent and then not fulfilling the obligation to buy 6 more.
The idea of prison has not really proven all that successful or effective. So you may as well say, now, are there any other things that we could try at least? But prison has really remained so important for the people outside rather than for the people inside.
This is the shower room.
Yeah.
Tiles.
Don't drop the soap.
This has been the Traveling Radio Show. Our thanks to you, our listeners, without whom we'd actually be working for a living. Goodbye.